All right, Jose, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page 180. So the Ramchal writes the following, Kiyum, kiyum, gam matzavim misubachim, ubechlal hakol, mashiyish lecha ze mituvov. So, well, so remember again, we are talking about over here in the midst of trying to understand the following. We're trying to cultivate within ourselves the midah of zrizus, recognizing that zrizus is sometimes goes against the very nature or teva of man. Because the teva of man is adama, is remaining at rest, not moving, not engaging in too much dynamic activity. And here zrizus tells me to move, to grow, to be ish, to be ish, not to be adama. So the goal over here is to try to find something within our teva, within our nature, that lends itself to zrizus. That way, to become a zariz individual does not have to be against our teva, but rather, again, becomes part of our teva. So we've been, over the last couple of days, we've been trying to find, so where does zrizus exist within the teva of man? So far, the one answer that Ramchal has come up with has been really in the realm of hakarstof, of gratitude. That when somebody does something good for me, by definition, I want to go ahead and reciprocate. That's natural, that's inherent to the individual. That's something that's intuitively that I want to be able to do. So we've gone so far through a couple of different layers of gratitude. The first, I recorded yesterday. So the first layer of gratitude was just a gratitude that I'm alive. Second layer of gratitude, ultimately, again, was a gratitude that even in difficult circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still taking care of me. The third level of gratitude, which is what we started yesterday, which we'll continue with today, is a recognition that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning there's no part of me that's not rooted in God. There's no part of me that doesn't emanate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of my desires, my wills, my aspirations, my wants, all of those things come from Hashem. As such, again, anything and everything that is part of me really is a derivative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are the three different levels. And again, when I recognize these things, the natural desire after that recognition is to somehow do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that doing for God manifests itself in a sense of zrizus. So with that, let's continue. So, kiyum gam b'matzav mesubachim, ubechal hakol ma sheyesh lecha ze mituvo, v'hincha roe, ma shekalalti kan b'divrei shloshes hamadregos, asher chilaktim b'zehirus. So see, says Ramchal, see that which I have included in these three different categories within zehirus, ki kvar inyanam echad. All of them really are one. What does this mean? Omer HaRamchal, hinei atoroa sheyesh shalosh madregos shel hisponinos sheyechola lahagbir es hamatzvos. So Ramchal says, now you've seen that we've discussed three different levels, three different madregos of contemplation and inner awareness that have the ability to awaken the conscience and have the ability to awaken within us a sense of zrizos. Yisuri matzvon. V'zeh shalosh madregos. So we'll say these are the three categories, the three levels we've discussed. Madrega harishona hachi nemucha, the first madrega, which is the lowest madrega. V'az yoser gavoh v'yoser gavoh. And we'll say, interestingly enough, so the way that these levels are set up is we go essentially, again, from the lowest level or from the most elementary level, and we become more complex as time goes on. V'aramchal makpil es shloshes hamadregos, l'shloshes sugi ha'anoshim, shera'inu b'zehirus shelemi hadas, ha'pechusim v'hamon ha'am. So we'll say, and Ramchal ultimately again categorizes these three. Now, remember again, we had a similar model in the realm of zehirus. So remember again, zehirus, we've spoken about this idea before, that zehirus and zrizus are two sides of the same coin. Zehirus, I will say, means a certain awareness and inner alacrity in order to avoid that which is negative, versus zrizus, which is a drive and a motion to be able to focus on or to be able to seize upon that which is positive. So they're two sides of the same coin. So, but interestingly enough, in the Zehiros, we also had three levels. But in Zehiros, the way the levels worked was, we first started with what Ramchal called the Shlemi Hadas, right? The people ultimately, again, who are of a higher spiritual level. Then the Pechusim, those who are a little bit less. And then the Hamon Ha'am, the regular people. So if you notice over here, now the Ramchal over here in setting up these categories is doing the exact opposite. He says, Hamadrega HaRishon Apo, Zeh Hamon Ha'am. It's interesting enough in this context, the first Madrega is regular people. Achakach Zeh Pechusim. Afterwards are the people a little bit less than that. And then Bamadrega, not less than that, but there's the Hamon Ha'am, which is the general populace. Then the Pechusim. The Pechusim mean the people who are a step above, but not yet the Shlemi Hadas. Vamadriga Achiel Yonapo, Ze Shlemi Hadas. And ultimately, again, the highest level is the Shlemi Hadas. Mostly, so just to illustrate this for you. So remember, again, we've said now that there are essentially three different ways that a person could awaken their inner conscience in order to be able to have a sense of Zrizos. So those three things are, number one, a recognition that I'm alive, and my life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, a recognition that even in the midst of difficult circumstances, the Ribbono Shel Olam still takes care of me and provides for me. And number three is recognition that everything I have in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, if you try to assign those different levels to different people, so pretty much everyone can recognize that I'm alive, right? So that's like the lowest level. Yeah, thank you God for giving me life. The higher level than that is an ability to see and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the midst of difficult circumstances. And the highest level is the recognition that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is from Hashem. That everything that I have, everything that I am, everything that I want, all of that is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sham hu hischil b'shlemi hadas v'az halach lahamon. So we'll say, remember again, in the realm of Zehirus, so the Ramchal started with Shlemi Hadas. He started with the highest level of people, and then he went on ultimately to the common people. And here, Ramchal goes ahead and begins with the simplest level of consciousness. And then he goes up to a higher and higher order. The idea ultimately is that the more higher developed one's consciousness is, the more one is able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. As ze yod yoser ma'orer matzpon, who nasan lecha hakol, lo titin lo hakol bechazara, lochein gamze mashpia al avodas Hashem. So we'll say, so the point that Rav Kashtiel is making over here is just the contrast. In Zehiros, Ramchal started ultimately again from the highest level of thinking and made his way down to the lower levels. And over here by Zrizos, he's starting with the lower levels and making his way up to the higher levels. And he'll say, now, I mean, it's interesting, but what does it really matter? This is Efshal Adaktek, B'Madrega HaRishona, Hu Lo Mishtamish B'Milas Rizos. So what's interesting is the following. When one looks at the wording of the Ramchal, and when you look at the Madrega Rishona, remember, the Madrega Rishona is that a person recognizes, I'm alive. I'm alive. When you look at that first Madrega, the Ramchal does not use the word Zrizos. Tzarech Lasim Leiv. Now that's interesting. Now remember, the first Madrega is a recognition that I'm alive. Some are alive. I have to have gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. That gratitude is expressed ultimately again in Zrizos. Yet the Ramchal does not use the word Zrizos. Tzarech lasim leiv. Ramchal daikin gadol. The Madrega HaRishona hu amar v'yihyu eile emtsoim l'shelo yis'atzel v'yistrapim me'avodosana. This is actually quite interesting. So you know what? I should take... because I realize not everybody has the safer. 1 second. So everyone can see this. Okay.
Okay.
So everybody has it on the WhatsApp group. Fine. So says the Ramchal, it's interesting to note that Lemaisa, the Ramchal does not use the Lashon ultimately of Zrizos in the first level. The first level, which is the level ultimately where a person says, where a person recognizes that I'm alive, and that life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I have an obligation to reciprocate in some way, and to say thank you to the Ribono Shel Olam for giving me what he has given me, and that reciprocity comes in the form of Zrizos. The Ramchal doesn't use the Lashon of Zrizos. Instead, what he says is, when a person realizes that he's alive, and he realizes that life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that'll be the motivation, Shelo Yis'atza, bless you, that he will not be lazy. So asks the Ramchal, or Rav Kashtiel points out, why is it that the Ramchal uses the Lashon of, that he won't be lazy? Instead what? Use the positive, ultimately again of, don't say that he won't be lazy, instead use the positive that he will be Zoriz. So what's the pshat? Top of 181. Achakach b'madrega hashnia, hu omer shiis over in his dares b'avodoso. Interestingly enough, yet when we get to the second Madrega, the second level is the level where a person recognizes that even in the midst of difficult circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still provides for me. So we'll say in that situation, in that second Madrega, Hu Omer, Sheis Orel His Dariz Bavudoso. The Ramchal uses the Lashon that when a person realizes that God takes care of me even in the midst of my difficult circumstances, a person will be misorah, a person will be awakened to be misdaris in his avodah. To have zrizos, po, zekvar lorak lo be'isatzel, elagam lehis daris b'madrega, elagam lehis daris. Rabosei, so when we get to the second level, Rabosei, hear the contrast in the wording. On the first level of what we'll call it conscious recognition, the Ramchal says that when a person recognizes that I'm alive, and that life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my consciousness is triggered, I have an obligation to reciprocate to God, and that reciprocity comes in the form of that I'm not going to be lazy. He doesn't say I'm going to be Zoriz, he says I'm not going to be lazy. When we get to the second level, which is my consciousness is awakened by recognition that even in the midst of difficult circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for me, then the Ramchal says, a person will be awakened to be mizdaris in his avoda, to have zrizos in his avoda. Then when we get to the third level, sekvar yoser gavoa, lo yisatzel ba'avodasol, for lo yachsar lo mashu muchrach elav. Yet in the third level, it says, a person will not be misatzel, a person will not be lazy. Remember, third level is a recognition that all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will not be misatzel, I won't be lazy in my avoda. And lo yachsar lo mashu muchrach elav. And there will be nothing missing from what it is that I owe God. What does that mean? There'll be nothing missing. Lo chaser shum dover. It means they both say there will be absolutely nothing that is deficient. Avoda mushlemes kazos. It'll be a complete avoda. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu no sin lo hakol. Atah no sin lo. Gam no sin lo hakol. This is actually quite beautiful. You see, in the third level of conscious recognition. Remember, we'll say, just understand what we're trying to do over here. We're trying to awaken our consciousness to Zrizus, so that Zrizus should become something that is innate, and not Chas V'Shalom, something ultimately, again, that is foreign to me. So how do I go ahead and awaken that Zrizus? So when I recognize that all comes from God, then by definition, I have a desire to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu back everything as well. Meaning, when I recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no part of me that's not from the Ribono Shel Olam, then by definition, I want to reciprocate in totality and give HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything back as well. That's why, again, there's nothing that's deficient. Az lochin ze be'etzem makbil va'omer shloshes ha-madregos shekan makbilos l'shloshes ha-inyonim shebizihiro shenyonim echad. So we'll say, again, this is really an incredible yisod. Now that Ramchal says, you see that the three different levels of Zrizus, we're just going to go a few more moments because we have a little bit of extra time this morning, but there's an incredible yisodistic idea that we now see that the three different levels of Zrizus, ultimately, or I should say the three different madregos that Ramchal highlighted that allow us to become Zoriz individuals, by definition, each one is more shalim than the next. So again, On the first level, what we call the lowest level, where a person has a recognition that ultimately I'm alive, so that'll trigger one level of consciousness. Second level, where a person realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for me even in the midst of difficult circumstances, that triggers a different level of consciousness. And then on the third level, ultimately again, where a person recognizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything, there's not one thing that triggers an additional level of awareness where I now recognize if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me everything, then I have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything. And that triggering of the consciousness awakes within us an internal sense of Zrizos. What's the godless, what's the greatness of awakening within ourselves an internal sense of Zrizos? When Zrizos becomes internal, it no longer becomes something that is foreign and alien to us and something against our teva, but rather it becomes something natural, inherent, and reflexive. An incredible, incredible yisod. Well, so let's just read one more line. V'hadavar lami mi'inyano, shalashlemi hadas, tiyeh ha'ara mitzad ha'chova, u'mitzad erech ha'ma'asim, v'chashivusam, u'lapechusim ehem, mitzad ha'olam haba u'chavodo. That I will say, ultimately, again, we can learn out from Zrizos what we learned out from Zahiros as well, which is that for those what the Ramchal calls, or who the Ramchal calls, Shlemi Hadas. So let's say the Shlemi Hadas ultimately, again, are the individuals who are complete in their conception and understanding. They understand, I will say, that in life, you see, there are two different kinds of people, says the Ramchal. There are some people that to get them to do anything, you have to dangle a carrot in front of them. There's always got to be a carrot. Right? There always has to be a schar. There always has to be a reward. You know, do this and you dangle it a little bit ahead in front of them. And ultimately, again, they go ahead and they do what they're supposed to do. So there are some people like that. And look, the truth is, it obviously, to a certain degree, is not the ideal. Because at some point in time, again, a person has to intellectually mature that they shouldn't always need the carrot in order to do what they do. But the truth is, some people never mature and on many levels and always require the carrot in order to do whatever it is in life. So for those people, what ends up happening is the carrot changes. So again, when I'm younger, it may be one thing. And as I get older, I need a more mature carrot. So the carrot may become Olam Haba. That's also a carrot. But Lamaisa, again, says the Ramchal, there are those who have a more complete and mature understanding, and ultimately they do what they do because they recognize that it is the right thing, it is the appropriate thing, and mitzad achova, ultimately, again, it's their obligation. We'll say this goes back to what the Ramchal opens up, Mitzvah Yisharim from the beginning, which is that a person has to ask themselves one simple and fundamental question, which is, Machovaso ba'olamo. What are my obligations in this world? So the Shlemi Hadas don't live life by the carrot. They live life ultimately again by what is it that I need to do? What is my chova? What is my obligation? And already in this particular realm, the Shlemi Hadas, those of more developed understanding will see if the Ribono Shel Olam gives me everything. And I will say, you know, everything is a relative term. Each of us has everything. Each of us has everything we need. I think I'm deficient. I think I need this. I think I need that. We'll say the cloud God was, if I don't have it, it's because I don't need it. So the Ma'is again, each of us are shalim in our own way. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything we need. Therefore, by definition, this Zrizos reciprocity demands of us that if God gives us all, then we have to give God all of us as well. And the recognition of that sense of duty, that's what drives us, says the Ramchal, the Shlemi Hadas, even without the proverbial carrot. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up tomorrow.